October 3rd to the 8th is Space Week in Ireland, and here to chat to us about what's happening is David Moore, editor with Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, how are you doing?
Very well, very excited.
Excited. Can you tell us why you're so excited, particularly about tonight?
Well, this is the first ever Irish Space Week, and it's kicking off superbly with a display of the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, we hope. You can never be sure, but it's certainly been storming in polar locations around the planet already in the last 24 hours. And we expect, because of what's happening on the sun, that that's going to continue this evening and improve, such that we should be able to see it at least low in the north from Ireland, if not overhead, if we're really lucky.
Now, we're experiencing a lot of cloud there at the moment, David. Will that be a factor in trying to see the Northern Lights, do you think?
Yeah, the cloud in Ireland is always a bit of a problem. But the forecast for this evening is actually quite good. We're expecting these sort of scattered showers to die away after dark. And we don't expect blanket cloud cover. We expect most places will have some clear skies and some may be clear all night long. The moon is out of the way as well. So really conditions are ideal. The conditions out in space beaming this radiation towards us. The weather's not looking too bad. The moon's out of the way. It's fairly dark for a long time at this time of year. If it happens in the summer, we don't see much of it because you have to view around midnight. So really tonight is a great chance. We're just hopeful that the radiation from the sun keeps surging as it has been for the last few days.
So Space Week is kicking off next week there, David. What will be the main events to look out for?
Well, there are loads of events run by groups like Astronomy Ireland and the universities and institutions all across the country. Spaceweek.ie is the website, or just search for Space Week Ireland online. You'll find out about events locally. I'm giving big talks, for instance, in Limerick University. I think they might be sold out already on next Thursday, but there's always a chance we're trying to add more dates to that. We have evening classes starting for people in the Leinster area. They're in Trinity College Dublin. That's happening on Thursday. Tonight, we have a big watch with telescopes to sort of just pre-announce the Space Watch is starting this weekend, because we want to do it exactly 1 week before our classes began. And Saturn, the best sight to see in a telescope, a powerful telescope, with its beautiful rings and its moons, is the main target we're going to have. We didn't expect that while we're looking at Saturn in one direction, behind us in the other direction would probably be a display of the Northern Lights. So that's why we're really excited about that. But these are the kind of events running all throughout the week.
It does seem to be an exciting time to be getting involved in astronomy and everything again, David. What would be your own thoughts on Elon Musk and his project to inhabit Mars and have human beings as a multi-planetary species?
Oh, we've been following Elon Musk for a long time. The man after whom the Iron Man movies is based, he is the real-life Tony Stark. He's worth about 10 billion euros, set up and sold PayPal over a decade ago. You know, what do you buy when you sell your company for a billion euros?
Mars, I'll have that.
A space company, yeah. He has the Tesla motor car company as well. I wouldn't mind one of his nice electric cars that can beat most sports cars. But as his trip to Mars is going to be about the same price, around about $100,000. And that's starting in 2022. He has gone on record as saying he is going to put 80,000 people on Mars. By the time he retires, that'll be 2040. If anybody else said that, you'd think they were crazy. But everything this man touches seems to turn to gold. He is already getting billions a year off NASA to launch rockets to the International Space Station, unmanned at the moment. But now they're developing the manned ones, and that's where Mars kicks in. So he is definitely a man to watch. He'll actually feature at the talk I'm going to give about the universe in Limerick next week. He's actually going to Mayo the month after. If people go to astronomy.ie and get on our mailing list, they'll find out when the talk of the universe is coming to them. It's in Waterford back in June, in fact, sold out in the theatre there. So we're trying to bring more knowledge of astronomy all around the country all the time. And Space Week is a focus for everybody involved in teaching about space and astronomy to tell the public what's going on, because it's a fascinating subject. There's so much you can do, even if you're just a member of the general public.
And just before I chatted to you there off air, David, I just asked, I'm sure you've experienced a lot of wacky questions in your time. Can you talk us through some of the more nutty ones you've come across? I did ask you there off air, is the Earth a flat plane at the bottom of the universe? What's your answer to that?
I mean, yeah, we do get some very interesting letters from time to time. But the great thing about these things is if people are thinking, and I can't just tell you the Earth is not flat, that it's spherical. I have to be able to prove that. And there are ways of doing that. And that's the great thing about science in general, on which the Irish economy is based, by the way. Something like 60% of our GDP dwarfs agriculture, dwarfs tourism, dwarfs even the construction business at the height of the boom by a factor of 3. And I don't think most people realize that. All these technology companies in Ireland, including Elon Musk's PayPal, are based here in Ireland. So we have fantastic jobs for young people who want to pursue this as a career. So if they're wondering, is the Earth flat or is it round, or anything I say about the universe, the Big Bang explains why we make trillions of dollars a year from electronics, why the future of mankind is definitely in space. Young people today, they're going to know friends of the family who are astronauts in much the same way as you might know someone who's a pilot today. So ask any question you want. Come along to our talks. Contact Astronomy Ireland if you have any questions. We're just a group of all new members of the public who are fascinated by this subject. And I know for the future of mankind, this is the subject to be interested in. And hopefully Aurora tonight will get a lot more people interested.
And finally, David, for people who think that you just stand around watching Star Wars and Star Trek all day and they want to find out more about Astronomy Ireland, where can they go?
Yeah, well, we think we have a fantastic magazine, Astronomy Ireland magazine. Any picture of the aurora tonight, want people to send them in. There was a good one actually in March, Mother's Day, and we were flooded with photographs. They're in the April issue of our magazine. Go along to our website, astronomy.ie. There's a free email list you can get on there. You can sign up for the magazine. It costs less than €1 a week. And there's a Facebook, Twitter, YouTube channels, all those kind of things. Links to those on astronomy.ie as well. So make sure you get on the mailing list. That's where we predict the aurora. We sent out an aurora alert yesterday to 40,000 people. We have trips to the Arctic Circle to see the aurora every year as well. Big trip next year to see the eclipse of the sun in the USA in August, because there hasn't been one in Irish soil since 1727, and there won't be one till 2090, so you have to travel for those, and loads more besides. Astronomy.ie, get on the mailing list, and keep in touch with Astronomy Ireland. We have branches all around the country as well. Doing quite an active one in Waterford. So we want people to get involved. That's what Space Week is all about.
David Moore, editor with Astronomy Ireland magazine, thank you very much for joining us on Spin Now, and enjoy Space Week.
I certainly will. Hopefully you'll get to some events too.
Cheers, thank you.
Bye-bye.